Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your Best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. My goodness.
It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. Well, it is. I mean, a cold front came in, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And more cold weather, and 'tis a season to be frantic.
Yeah, oh boy, that's the truth.
Now, to help ease the burden for all you listeners,
okay,
Harold and I are going shopping today.
Yes.
Yeah, big Christmas gift ideas for hunters and anglers. And my goodness, the list is long.
Mm-hmm.
Pocketbook is not very deep, but we're gonna give you some ideas. You can spend as much as you want.
Max out that plastic.
That's right. It's the American way.
That's right.
That's right. Just keep adding to the debts. What the government does. So.
Yeah. Where are they going to get the money?
Well, you keep hearing that Social Security is running out,
mm-hmm.
but other programs are not.
Mm.
You know. We keep giving to countries that don't like it. Anyway, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah,
we're talking about Christmas gifts,
fun stuff. Invest in America.
Right? Yes, absolutely. So we've got that. We are going to talk about the weather a little bit, plus some news items. And, we'll find out if Harold's been on or off the road. He may be driving a really expensive, fuel-guzzling, 4x4.
Or maybe something really reasonably priced and economical.
Hey, that'll work too. So y'all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide. All because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
Hey, you're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. Anything exciting going on in your world, Harold, that, you know, weather-wise, hunt-wise, travel-wise?
When we finish today, I'm going to head up to the country and see what condition my place is in. Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
You haven't been there in a couple of weeks, have you?
We've had to keep canceling. Something comes up with somebody or me or somebody else or something. So it's been too long.
All right.
I want to see what's going on. And I've got a neighbor that's doing an awful lot of stuff. Road work and things, which kind of tickled me, but I want to see how much stuff he got done, you know.
And how much it benefits you.
That's right.
Yeah, I
that's
understand. Right. I understand.
What his new electric gate does.
Oh.
It's one more lock. I don't have to get out of the car and undo a lock.
Hey, that's nice.
You know? Yeah.
For sure. Okay.
All my buddies are going, and you can put one on your gate. I said, no, I don't think I need to do that.
So. If you need a deal, I know a guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There you go. Can't make it too easy.
Yeah, sure. You're getting older. You know, you play on the age thing, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, benefits of getting older.
Yeah. Sympathy. Discount meals.
Or you take somebody with you and you sit behind the wheel and you look at them and go, well.
Yeah, right. Boy.
Be a gap man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Weather.
Yeah.
God, you know, last week's show, we told you about a cold front that was supposed to move through this week, and it finally arrived,
right.
Just barely to say that it occurred this week. Man, there's places of the country. Tom Claycomb III, my hunting editor,
right?
He lives in the most undesirable and works in the most undesirable parts of the country. And we were supposed to get together.
But they're beautiful parts of the country.
You know? No, I understand. I mean, there's all, you know, there's beauty in everything, but...
But he's not 20 minutes away from Intercontinental like I am.
Yeah, no,
right?
No. And don't have to deal with de-icing, you know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, he has to deal with it,
yeah.
De-icing.
Right.
Anyway, he's in Aberdeen, South Dakota. And there he may stay for the Christmas holidays, you know,
with
the weather. We're not that bad, but there is some more cold weather. Did you hear the report? And I was talking to Bob before we started the show, that supposedly around the 22nd, 23rd, there were these vague weather reports that we may have snow.
Yes.
In the southeast Texas and in the greater Houston area.
Okay.
But then he said, that's kind of diminishing.
Right.
And he always turns his nose up.
It's a conspiracy, probably.
At the 80% Old Farmer's
Almanac, right?
And I look to see how accurate weather forecast.
And the Old Farmer's Almanac said snow in Houston on the 22nd?
No. But
boy, that's pinpointing it.
Yeah. No, this is, they paint it with a much broader brush, you know. But they say that the modern-day forecast services, and this is coming out of, you know, from the government is where it starts.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
There you
that
go.
Explains it.
Right. It is only good for about 3 days out, and then, you know, they're about 85 to 90%
right.
accurate.
Okay.
And I'm going, that's as close as you can get?
Yeah, it doesn't give you a lot of time to plan.
That's easy. No. Let's see what it does say. All right, for December, the Old Farmer's Almanac says that the temperature is going to be, average temperature for the month will be 53. That's 2 degrees above average with 1 inch below average precipitation. And for that window that we were just talking about, they actually give it the 21st through the 27th. They're saying that we're going to have sunny and mild conditions. All right.
Okay.
Now
that's
let's
not
compare
conducive to snow.
Now let's compare. This is Houston, folks, and we know that you in the Hill Country, Panhandle, and other parts
all different.
You know, it's entirely different. But for that period, and particularly around the 22nd and 23rd, showing that. We're going to have a low of 32, high of 47. And what's really fun, Harold, let me share this with
you.
They give a rain probability of 56%.
Okay.
Snow probability is actually a line item here.
I'll be.
3%.
Oh, my, so my goodness.
Don't plan on
Well, of course, the percentages things, too, that's something that really helps them out. When you know, it's not raining at my house. Well, yes, but the percentages. So if it says 30% chance of rain,
right,
that means 30% of the ground somewhere.
Right.
Maybe 2% here and 4% over there or something, you know. So it's a location thing, not a probability for everybody.
Well, if you're a farmer, yeah, you're looking for that 30%.
You're right. On your place.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're going to go out and play, mm-hmm, you know, you're right, looking for that 70% of no rain.
Right.
You
know? Right.
You got any news for us?
Yeah, a little bit. There's more to it than this, but I'm not going to read the whole thing. But it, our friend Dave Workman, writing for Guns Magazine, Win with the Facts. You know, protecting your rights begins at the grassroots level. Yes, yes, yes. But here's just some of them. There's a study that was done, a National Firearms Survey conducted the McDonough School of Business at Georgetown University, and really, really polled a whole bunch of people and loaded with a lot of information, such as firearms are used defensively by gun owners approximately 1.67 million times a year.
How many?
1.67 million times a year.
Wow.
Uh-huh. The overall rate of adult gun ownership in the U.S. is 31.9%.
Okay.
Most defensive gun uses involves handguns, 65.9%. The overwhelming majority of defensive gun uses, 81.9%, did not involve an actual shot being fired. The mere display of the firearm ran them off. Just over one-fourth of defensive gun uses occurred in the home of the gun owner, while 53.9% outside of the home but on their property. An impressive 56.2% of gun owners acknowledge carrying a sidearm for personal protection in at least some circumstances. 35% said they carry it with some frequency. Fascinating report. Done a good job of publishing this thing. They estimate about 20.7 million gun owners in the U.S., 26.3% carry concealed. On the downside, an alarming 34.9% of 16,708 identified gun owners involved in the survey, which included 54,000 people, reported occasions when they wanted to carry but were prevented from doing so by local regulations.
Hey, that is a growing trend.
Yeah, correct.
A disturbing growing trend.
Sadly, yep.
I heard a story a few years ago of a firearm demonstration, auditorium, people were there, and the presenter said, okay, if you're looking for something for personal protection or if you're looking for something for home protection, we're going to turn out the lights and we're going to do a little demonstration, okay? And he said, all right, let's turn the lights out. Goes dark, has a revolver into the microphone. He holds it up as he cycles the cylinder.
Okay.
No response from the audience. He goes, okay, that is demonstration number one.
All right.
He goes, now this is demonstration number two. He had a pump shotgun.
Okay. Racked it.
Yeah. And everybody goes, ooh.
Yeah.
So that can be a deterrent.
Hey, he pulls back the hammer and there's three clicks. They go, oh, you've got a Colt.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, it's four. I'm sorry.
No, it is four. C-O-R-T.
Four.
Right.
Yeah, four. Duh, I should know better than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that was Smith & Wesson. I'm sorry. Okay.
Ah, okay. A little ampersand.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Is that like a uvula?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Anyway, we have more pertinent outdoor stuff coming your way, so y'all stick around us. We'll be right back with more Texas Outdoor News.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ah, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab in your app store. Order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal, launched in 2015. Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family. They offer a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that'll help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Plus, Harold, they have a special
what
going on with the purchase of any Photonis Defense night vision product from Third Coast Thermal's website. You'll get a free stocking stuffer, a Core Survival HeliStar 6 custom programmable to dozens of different optics. The stocking stuffer is made to be mounted on a helmet, provides an ability to be seen in the dark either through your night vision or selectively by anyone. And then also there's a special free yes Tregicon 10 mile scope with a purchase of any Reap IR or hunting thermal scope from Third Coast Thermal. Folks, this is a $2,000 value.
Oh my.
So you need to call for free details. Go to their website and check them out at thirdcoastthermal.com. Then give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
You know, you feel kind of superior when you own the night. You really do. Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are rated as fair. Monday and Tuesday are our two best days of the week. Then Wednesday through next Saturday, a series of good ones. This weekend, look for game to be active from well before sunrise, remaining active until late morning. Monday through Wednesday, we'll see this major feeding period of the day occurring from early morning until early afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. On Friday, December the 23rd, we will have a new moon. On the coast, this weekend as well as Monday and Tuesday, we'll have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday and Thursday, we'll have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Friday's a three tide day with two lows and one high. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule.
On the coast, weather, still a yo-yo. It blows, it doesn't blow, but fishing has been good for those that know where to look. Lake Calcasieu, Sabine, Galveston Bay Complex, all the way down to West Matagorda. Good fishing, redfish has been caught. Through the winter months, something that's often overlooked in the surf is whiting that are very easy to catch.
Okay.
In fact, back in the day, my dad used to tell in the late 40s and early 50s of the old Houston club in downtown Houston.
Right.
On Fridays, they would have a whiting fry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some good fish here. Sand trout also are available. They really don't freeze well, so eat them fresh. Mm-hmm. Fry them up fresh. Prepare them fresh because they just don't hold up well to freezing. Mid-coast area, back lake areas, play the tides. Fish inside the mouth of the openings when the tide is rising. Fish on the outside beach when it's falling. And again, we talk about the lower Laguna Madre from Port Mansfield down to the Brownsville Ship Channel. Good fishing. And don't forget, there are days through December on into January when light winds blow. Get offshore and go into some of those snapper banks, as they used to call them out of Freeport.
Right.
Do some fishing in nautical or in out to 9 nautical miles. What's going on in our East Texas lakes?
Well, let's head on over there.
All right.
Ah, B.A. Steinhagen. Bass are good with the best bite on chatterbait. Some topwater actions also going along with walking baits. Lake of the Pines. Fishing patterns are holding steady. Crappie are good on standing timber and 25 to 40 feet of water on jigs and minnows. Bass are good early on shallow crankbaits. Livingston, white bass are great in open water and 25 to 30 feet of water jigging with slabs. Catfish are good drifting with cut shad on flats off the river channel. Sam Rayburn, bass are in 8 to 18 feet of water, good on Carolina rig worms or lipless crankbaits. Points in the creek channel under bait using spoons are working. Crappie in the creek channel on minnows or white feather jigs. Toledo Bend, bass are biting on quarter to three-quarter ounce chatterbaits and white chartreuse, watermelon, pepper, red-black skirts. Downsizing chatterbaits to a quarter ounce has been producing bass across shallow stump flats. For deeper bass, cast a Carolina rig with a worm or lizard in dark colors. Bass drop. Bass are good throwing topwaters, square bill, or shallow crankbaits and wake baits around the grass lines in 5 to 10 feet of water early in the morning. Fayette. Topwater bite for bass is good early in the morning in shallow water. Bass are also good on points and along dam rocks with various shad-colored crankbaits and Texas rig plastics. Palestine. Crappie are good in the standing timber on the edge of the river and the 155 ridge using jigs. Bass are good using Carolina rigs with a watermelon orange worm off points in 4 to 10 feet of water, or using big-eyed black and blue jigs with a pork rind around boathouses with at least 6 to 10 feet of water. Catfish are good in the river on baited holes using night crawlers, cut shad, and punch bait. Tawakoni. The crappie bite is solid, with fish setting up in a solid winter pattern on bridge pilings and brush piles in 26 to 35 feet. Jigs and minnows are both working well. Texoma. Striped bass are excellent with lots of fish measuring in the 20-inch mark, starting to put weight on for the winter. While the forecast has been windy, the best success has come from drifting in 30 to 60 feet of water with Alabama rigs. Days with birds are easiest to locate fish, so use electronics to locate also. Whitney, striped bass are good in deep water using slabs and swim baits. Look for large schools of birds with fish feeding underneath.
All right, let's head to South Texas out Del Rio way. We're looking at the Texas Outdoors Journal website for anglers, water data of Texas. And this lake just continues to keep creeping on up. 47% full now.
Oh!
After having hit a low of about 35%
right
back in mid-August. And, of course, as Amistad comes up, also they have to release water downstream. Falcon continues to come up. So okay. There's some good fish going on. Corpus Christi Lake continues to see some good catfish action in 10 to 15 feet of water on cut bait. And bass have been good in 5 to 10 feet of water on deep water crankbaits. If this cold front comes in and is true to form, whether it's lakes that Harold's been talking about or here in South Texas or certainly the High Plains, look for deeper water. These fish are going to put their bellies on the bottom through the winter months. Falcon, you've got some good catfishing in 10 to 12 feet of water around submerged structure. Coleman, always hybrid stripers. And Lake Meredith, no ice fishing there. You got to go to New Mexico to enjoy that.
Okay.
But trout, rainbow trout are good on power baits, worms, spinners, small spinners, and flies. Walleye are good on minnows, crawlers, and artificial bait in 30 feet of water.
Okay, head to the hill country, Big Lake Buchanan. Crappie are good on brush piles in 25 to 28 feet of water using orange and black jigs. Travis, bass are good on square bill crankbaits around the grass. Flat shorelines are good, especially when there's wind on the water. Fish are hitting a jerkbait well on clear days.
Okay. On the hunting scene, you know, during the summer months, we start a countdown until September 1.
Right.
Now we're starting to count down as to when seasons close. And the big one coming up on January 1st will be the general whitetail season in North Texas, as well as for the fall season for Rio Grande Turkey, January 1. And folks, from this weekend, it's 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
2 weeks away. Duck season, waterfowl season continues until the 29th. Talk to Ryan Gardner, 24 Outfitters, and up in the Panhandle, good reports on sandhill crane, as well as late season dove. These are those big, fat,
tasty,
yeah, migrating northern dove, you know, that spend all summer, you know, getting fat.
Right.
And then they come into Texas, and not many people hunt them. Get a $48 annual hunting permit, and you can get after it, okay?
Okay.
Is this where you're going to talk about your economical, affordable, what?
Yeah. Fun, too. The 2022 Volkswagen.
Okay. Do you have an affinity for German?
No, it's got sort of a fun thing. You know?
Oh, okay. That and Steinhagen, you know.
Steinhagen. Anyway, the 2022 Golf GTI 2.0 TSE. This is a scooter, friends. This is a compact hatchback four-door, 241 horsepower, 273 pound-feet of torque. It's a front-wheel drive, but front-wheel's good in some yucky situations because it's pulling.
Okay.
Better in mud and stuff, really, than rear-wheel drives are.
Mm-hmm.
Very zippy. I mean, we're talking just a little over 5 seconds from 0 to 60 in this thing. A lot of room when you open up that hatchback. Great performance. Just a great solid ride. I mean, it's just a scooter. Got a 7-speed automatic Triptronic transmission on this thing. The nice engine start-stop system, exterior, the 18-inch alloy wheels, automatic LED headlamps, rear window washer and wiper, inside climate control, single-zone automatic AC, leather-wrapped steering wheel, heated steering wheel, driver's seat and passenger seat are heated, which is going to be handy when the weather gets colder. Advanced airbag system, anti-slip system on this thing, electronic stability control, on and on and on, because it is really a performer. I mean, this thing is a blast in the twisties. Technology, their digital cockpit, they call it, keyless access, Harman Kardon premium audio system, and more. Thing's got the works on it. You're looking at 25 miles per gallon in the city, 34 on the highway. Like I said, you can haul a lot of stuff in this hatchback. It really is neat looking, too. Loaded, 35. Of the extra stuff I got, 36. I mean, you know.
Wow.
I mean, it's a great value, and they've been building these for a long time. It's their fun car, I think. But there's a lot of practicality because the space is in this thing. It's much bigger inside than it is on the outside. And the one I had was King's Red Metallic on the outside. Just great looking. So check this thing out. Don't get it for a college kid. Get it for yourself. The 2022 Volkswagen Golf GTI 2.0 TSE.
Very good. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Harold and I are going shopping. We're looking for some big Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$49 Christmas special. That's any combination of 3 subscriptions or 3 years at just $49. Give 3 friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $49. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions. Just $49. Or sign up or renew for 3 years for just $49. To subscribe, call 713-957-3997 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. That's TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olsalo and Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified cottonseed's red blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified cottonseed with vitamins and minerals yellow blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The whitetail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. All right, we're talking about Christmas gifts, okay? And let's talk affordability.
Okay.
All right. Limited intake.
Ah.
2-to-1 savings over a traditional protein regimen.
Very good.
When you're buying stuff for Fifi, your little lap whatever, you know?
Yes. Okay.
Help your deer herd out.
Ah, okay.
Okay?
Right.
Get you some V-mesh, you know, some tops, some feeder tops.
And they give you a how-to online.
They do. Yeah. You know, drive a T-post, put it in, fill it up. If you got a place that has, you know, a number of locations you're going to be servicing, they'll deliver.
Sure.
And if you just need a few bags, you know, to keep things going. Like,
oh, where? Where can
I? Tractor Supply.
There we go.
For more information on fortified cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com. Really informative video on their website. And then give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. I'm assuming everything that you're going to mention on your list.
Yes.
Santa. Harold.
Ho, ho, ho. Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry. I saw a joke.
Yes.
I saw a joke.
Okay.
This is something that you're considering getting for me, right? I mean, it's
Bill's wish list.
Right. Well, you know. Hey, I've learned from you over the years to drop hints, you know.
Right, yes. That's why I always say the outdoor journalist's handshake is palm up.
Right.
Not us, but
no.
Know, we know some.
I think it's an organization.
Yes,
and,
of course.
And, right, okay.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, one thing that's not here on this, because this is, you know, part of the article that I did for Texas Outdoors Journal magazine, actually. But the blind, BLYNDEE.
Yeah, from Frank's Manufacturing.
Yeah, those guys in San Antonio. They're great, and I've had some now over 10 years at my place. But what has happened, if they've changed it, they've evolved, you know, and it's this sort of injection molded thing. They're very light panels. It does take two people to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
But miraculously, it's so flexible and light, but once you start putting the screws and bolts and stuff together, the thing, it like really stiffens up, okay? But they came out with something since I got mine, because mine have the little half door, so you got to crawl in there.
Now they got a full door?
A lot of my friends are getting older. And it's not as hard crawling through the door, but it's getting up after you crawl through the door. So they came out with a panel that you can replace that one with that's got a full door.
Okay.
A really nice door.
Cool.
And so I grabbed a couple. You know, went to their factory in San Antonio, which is really neat. They do all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
you met James?
Yeah.
Okay.
And is it Becky? Becky that runs the office? Yeah. And so went in there, but got these things, and it took really three of us, because mine, like, you know, tree limbs had fallen on them and stuff like this. A lot of warping here and there. But again, pound some things out, screw the thing together again, whoop, tightens back up again, and it just makes a big, big difference. They've got a whole wonderful line of products there.
Right. Gives you another access point, doesn't it? You kind of ease that door open.
That's right.
Peek out through the crack.
Yeah,
you
know? And also check for Mr. No Shoulders, and you don't have to be on your hands and knees when you're looking for him.
Exactly.
Makes a big difference.
Okay. Got to mention our friends at Slow Glow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, indeed.
That is phenomenal. In fact, tell them about Slow Glow. While I'm going to pull something up real quick.
Sure.
Because on Facebook, if you go to the Texas Outdoors Journal Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
we shared it. They have a special going on right now.
Okay.
Okay. But tell them about what you...
Well, which is good. Well, I just got the new one because I had not actually installed the one I had before really properly. I thought I did, but the cattle were able to get to it, and a bull didn't like it. And did a really bad number on it, and I got a hold of them. They said, "You know, send it in. We'll refurbish it for you."
Okay.
And then I sent it in. I said, oh, you know, we've got the new thing anyway. So they sent me their new Solar Pro, S-O-L-R Pro. And this is just a whole new way to hunt wild hogs or predators or exotic game at night. Mount on a T-post. Once motion is detected, they slowly increase light intensity over like a two-minute period to avoid spooking game. And eventually, it light covers more than 6,000 square feet. And you've got a choice of red or green, and it's really easy to change. You just change the polarity on the battery. That's all. You move the cables around. Whoop, changes the light.
Right. Well, let me tell you, they've got a buy now, pay later program.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, and go to slowglow.com, and, you know, got various packages that are available. Uh-huh. And, of course, I've been using their top of the line that's got the USB ports, and it'll keep... Right. You know, game cameras and et cetera.
Charge your phone.
Charge your phone, right. Absolutely. But slowglow.com, been using these things for several years now, and really, really, really impressive.
You've had a lot of hunting experience with those things, I know.
Absolutely.
And also, it gets right that you can come from downwind and really sneak up close to them while they're munching on their goodies under the light. Great for archers.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I've seen some archers actually thump and miss their shot placement and hit the gristle, you know, shield.
Pigs don't like that.
Yeah, they don't like that. They'll squeal, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, Bill and I believe get your 50 out.
Absolutely. What else you got?
Something interesting when you're carrying your firearms around, though. Mm-hmm. Transporting is one thing, but then also transporting them around when you're hunting. And you turn me on to these people, the gun mattress.
Cool.
Which is just really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like, you know, a tufted thing that you can actually transport firearms in. But then when you get to the hunt, it'll attach on the roof or the bed or the hood of your truck or your Jeep or your UTV or custom rig or whatever. And securing is really easy. They got all these grommets all over the place. And it just place the mattress out there. And they've got a cover flap if the weather gets yucky or you're in dust or something that protects everything. Got very dense padding on it, and it got a whole bunch of different color choices and so on. It's just very reasonably priced, and it's really handy for protection and convenience of several firearms. You can check these out at gunmattress.com.
Yeah, and mounting it, I have a flat bed lid, mm-hmm. Okay? So I've mounted it back there.
Right.
I've mounted it on the hood. For those of y'all that are running one of the popular UTVs,
mm-hmm.
You can mount it on top of the roof,
right.
You know, so it's just readily available to pick up. Before we go to break, you got something else?
Well, we've got to talk about our friends at Diamond Blade, you know.
Who?
Diamond Blade, yeah, right. I'm going to tell Charles you said that, too. But it's just... I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I've been involved with them from day one. I think it's just the best blade out there. And the Surge, that's the only knife you're ever going to have to buy somebody.
Fixed blade.
Mm-hmm. And the friction forging process, what it creates is the sharpest, toughest, longest-lasting cutting edge on the market. And I equate it to the Japanese swords. So you've got the really hard blade, but the really strong back. So you've got that combination, and that's differential hardening is what they did or still do. But Surge is perfect size and shape for the job. It's got a 4-inch drop point blade, stainless steel bolster, good control, a lot of different kind of handles. The desert ironwood is just drop dead beautiful. But they've got a whole range of knives. Just check it out. Let your fingers do the walking on that computer. DiamondBladeKnives.com.
Hey, they also have a great lineup.
You pulled a knife on me.
Everyday carry, the yes. Onyx. Now, this is in the knives of Alaska.
Oh, okay.
And you know, it has a lock and a button.
Yeah.
And you unlock it, and then
it's an automatic.
It's an automatic,
which are legal, by the way.
They are.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, that changed way back.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's a switchblade.
Absolutely.
When a thumb opener is just as quick, you know. Wait a minute. So they changed that, fortunately. So
absolutely.
They're fabulous.
All right, we're going to take a break. We've got more Christmas gift giving ideas headed your way. So come on back right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Brad Wiest. I have the honor and privilege of working alongside my brother Travis and our mother Joy here on our historic ranch and at Natural Bridge Caverns, our family business. We love the land, love this place that we grew up on. We're growing and expanding, you know, everything that we have here to offer. You know, each generation has an opportunity to build upon what the previous generation did. And Capital Farm Credit is a partner in that. With them, we are able to grow this legacy.
Visit CapitalFarmCredit.com.
The hunting world is coming to Dallas for the Dallas Safari Club's 2023 Convention and Sporting Expo, January 5th through 8th, held at the beautiful Dallas Convention Center and featuring over 850 exhibitors, all ready to help you plan and equip your next adventure. This will be the greatest hunting convention yet. Put the DSC Convention on your calendar, January 5th through 8th, DSC, celebrating conservation, education, and advocacy.
We continue our conversation of great Christmas gift
ideas. Well, I'm thinking here, though, you're going to DSC. You're probably going to meet that guy.
Maybe.
Hi, Bill.
All right. something for you anglers and boaters out there, and something that a lot of people don't think about this time of year. They may not be on the water that often, and they just don't think about their trailer. Okay, I mean, and you got to remember your tires, even though you're not putting many miles on it.
Right.
Sitting, you know, about 4 or 5 years is about max.
Yeah, a little dry rot.
Yeah, right. You know, replace them all. Go see our friends at McLean Trailers in Houston, okay? Mm-hmm. Build great trailers, and they've got the parts and ability to do a complete overhaul. I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. Have done that.
Right.
I've done that several
more
times.
More than once. Right?
Yes, that's right. Something else for you boaters. Safety, safety, safety. Okay? Right. Number one, kill switch comes with it. Attach it to the operator. Mm-hmm. But the other is take a look at some of the inflatable life vests.
Right.
Okay? One of the best is from Mustang Survival. And I'm a big guy. They've got life vest for big people, taller people, okay, so it doesn't look like I'm wearing a bra.
And the little people.
And it has, that's right. Yeah. They've also got stuff for, you know, those that are a little bit smaller and shorter in stature.
And they're getting stylish on a lot of these things, too, though.
So they really are.
A fashion statement, besides being safe.
And when you, it just, these inflatables just stay with my boat, okay?
Right.
And, buy two at least, because you know you're going to be taking a buddy.
And wear them.
Wear them, wear them, wear them. And they're hydrostatic so that, you know, if you should go over, they're going to inflate. Right. If you bump your head and you're knocked out, it's going to turn you over and you're going to float face up.
Right. Okay? Right.
What else you got?
Well, you know, whether you're fishing or hunting or something, you're going to be cooking. And really, whether it's in the field or on your patio, the fire disc cookers are amazing. And it's got two little stout legs that slot together, and that's the setup. And then you put their high-carbon steel disc on top of it, like a giant skillet. But it's got some depth to it, sort of like a wok, but not quite. But point being is that you've got the middle is the hot part, and you can put stuff up on the sides more, so you can cook several things at one time that require different temperatures.
Okay.
And you do it off of either your big propane bottle, or they also have an attachment. The small bottles like you use on a Coleman, those kind of things. That, so it's very, very portable. But once it's put together, I mean, this is all steel. It's really stout. And 36-inch legs is which I like. They got a shorter ones for on a tabletop, but I like the one where you can just stand right there and do it. And it's an amazing thing. Fire disc cookers, I'm trying to look at their website. I should have it. Oh, here it is. Obviously, firediscookers.com, duh. But very, very good product. They've been around since like 2017. I got one then with them, and have used it ever since, and they're fabulous products.
All right. I'm on a safety kick for Christmas this year, okay? Satellite phones, okay? I've got one phone that's Verizon for cellular.
Right.
I've got one that's AT&T. And there's still places that I don't have service.
Right.
Okay. Get you an Iridium satellite phone. Make the purchase. Get the Iridium 9555, which is what I've got.
Right.
There is, excuse me, the Extreme, Iridium Extreme. And there's a button, much like for you that know about the interface between your chart recorder and your VHF radio.
Okay.
And there's a red button where if you have a problem, you push the button. Mm-hmm. It sends a signal with your GPS location. Ah. Okay. And help will come.
Okay.
Satellite phones are better.
Ah.
Because you push the red button.
Mm-hmm.
It sends a signal to the satellite, calls help and rescue, you know, search and rescue, and they call you.
Okay.
That way, if there's a medical emergency,
right,
there's someone there that maybe can walk you through to help.
But
you know,
if you don't answer or can't answer, they'll still come.
Yeah. But the thing is there's help to mm-hmm. talk you through, let you know. It's kind of like, I wonder if that went through.
Right.
I wonder if they got the message.
Right.
You know. You know, that's something that's really, really reasonable. And the plan, you don't have to go with a huge plan. You can actually buy so many minutes for the year, and it rolls over.
Okay.
It's a year contract.
Right. Okay.
And at the end of the year, it's a use it or lose it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't use it, hey, it's a cost. It's like insurance, all right? But just absolutely phenomenal. Whether you're on the water, in the high country,
uh-huh.
if you can see sky, you're going to get a signal.
Well, I love it.
Yeah, I don't go anywhere without
probably
without
one of Elon Musk's many satellites. That are,
maybe.
Yeah.
But they're up there.
Yep. And plus, there's lots of little things that we're going to be talking about next week.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes little things have a big impact.
And they mean a lot.
And
stocking stuffers.
Yes, absolutely. So we're gonna get into to more Christmas gift giving ideas. Anything before we wrap this one up?
No, because I'm going to talk about hybrid light at the end of the show. But that's a great thing to go to. Believe us, hybrid light. Yeah.
Either as a big surprise gift that will be thoroughly enjoyed.
Well, I can do it right now, couldn't I?
Go ahead.
I mean, why not? We usually talk about at the end of the show because they are the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News.
Okay.
They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more. The Mighty Mammoth work light. Bob's got two or three. I've got three. I know you got them. And the little headlamps, multicolors, and they weigh like an ounce.
Yeah.
Amazing. And they also have kits that include a lot of these things. They charge with a USB cord or any light source, hold a charge for 7 years, can be used to charge your phone. And for our listeners, 20% off any of their products, free, same-day shipping. Just go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free, same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Before we leave this segment, just a reminder, so much of what we do and what we use outdoors is very personal.
Correct.
What works for you may not work for me, okay?
Like shirts, pants.
Yeah.
Shoes.
Oh, for a Ken doll.
Yeah, right.
But what you can do is you can certainly give gift certificates.
Yes.
If you've been in tune to what they're doing, what they need, or what they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you know, there's all sorts of ways
pick
to take
the place, not necessarily the item, but pick the place.
Exactly.
Yeah, that fits in with what they do.
Right? Yeah, because then it can be personalized for them.
Sure.
So, all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, there's still more Texas Outdoor News headed your way.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. proud defenders of history's patriots, protectors of the Second Amendment, advocating the right to keep and bear arms, advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. More hunting opportunities.
Yes, but closings also. So we got to talk about that. This is the late dove season. Okay. Late dove season North Zone closes January 1.
But it opens this weekend. That's the important thing.
Well, that's a good point, too, come to think of it.
Yeah, 17.
Oh, same thing. Same thing. The Central Zone opens this weekend, but closes January 15th. Okay. And the South Zone opens, well, this weekend, and closes on January 22nd. But if I can't remember all of that, where do I go to find out the information?
Hey, you can go to Texas Parks and Wildlife's website. You can look at the current issue of Texas Outdoors Journal.
Okay. Works for me. But then go hunting in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. I know that you normally do the hybrid light spot, but
correct.
You've already done that.
I've already done that.
But let's remind people about the discount that's
available.
Well,
okay, 20% off anything.
Okay.
Anything they've got. Free same-day shipping. Just at checkout, add the code Texas20, and you're going to be in business, hybridlight.com.
It's great stuff. It really is.
Oh, fabulous.
And they sell out quickly, so
yes.
Place your order now, okay, so that you'll get it in time for Christmas. Next week, as we mentioned, stocking stuffers.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you what.
Right.
Great, great gifts come in small packages.
Indeed.
They do.
Well,
so.
Well, what's fun, too, is you give them a small gift and put it in a big box. It's got to mess with their mind a little bit at the end of the year.
Right.
Anyhow.
Or multiple boxes.
Right. Oh, yes. Okay. If you like what you hear, tell everybody, but also check us out online, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of all our wonderful affiliate stations, and we archive the shows there. You can also catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Helps build the audience. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Join us next week.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.